Turning to the US now, where New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani has challenged federal authorities to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu if he goes ahead with a planned visit to the country later this year. In an interview with the New York Times published over the weekend, Mr. Mamdani said he's been consulting with the city's lawyers about executing an arrest warrant for Mr. Netanyahu on alleged war crimes in Gaza. But in a follow-up social media video yesterday, the mayor said he doesn't have the authority to make an arrest, but that federal authorities should.
I agree with the ICC that Benjamin Netanyahu should be arrested and tried for his crimes, as I do for anyone else charged by the ICC. My administration has reviewed every avenue available. It is clear that we do not have the independent legal authority to enforce this warrant.
That's the mayor of New York. Well, the International Criminal Court currently has an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged war crimes. Mr. Netanyahu denies the charges. Tom Dannenbaum is Professor of Law at Stanford Law School and joins me now. Professor, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Was there ever going to be a scenario in which the Israeli Prime Minister was arrested when he arrived in New York for the UN General Assembly in September?
No, I don't think there was. It's clear that municipal officers under the local New York City government cannot unilaterally execute an ICC arrest warrant. And although there's more of a possibility for federal officers, first of all, it's clear that the federal government has no interest in pursuing that avenue. And secondly, even federal action in this case does face some legal complexities. So I think what Mayor Mamdani was doing here was not genuinely seeking to pursue an arrest, but rather seeking to refocus our attention on the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu is wanted by the ICC for war crimes and crimes against humanity, and indicating that that ought to be at the forefront of any discussion of his visit to New York.
Tom, does the UN General Assembly throw up questions in this regard often anyway? Because we have all sorts of world leaders and their delegations coming to New York for this gathering.
Well, that's precisely why this would have been legally complicated, even for the federal government, had it wished to pursue that avenue. And there are two different legal complications it would have faced. The first is that Benjamin Netanyahu is the sitting head of government of Israel and therefore is protected by head of government immunity. The International Criminal Court has taken the position that its warrants specifically are not precluded by head of state or head of government immunity, and that at least means that states' parties can arrest persons with those kinds of status pursuant to an ICC warrant. The US isn't party to the ICC, so there's some complexity as whether that would apply. But beyond that, there's a separate immunity here, which is that associated with the UN headquarters agreement with the United States, a treaty that goes back to 1947, which both makes UN headquarters inviolable and also precludes US officials from arresting representatives of member states in their transit to or from UN headquarters. So there is already a legal framework specifically to protect the viability of UN General Assembly proceedings and other UN activities. And that would have been a serious obstacle here.
Tom, this comes at a time when the US is actively seeking to get rid of the International Criminal Court as well.
That's absolutely right. So over the last week, the State Department and Secretary of State Marco Rubio specifically announced a plan to dismantle the court, or at least the consideration of a plan to dismantle the court. And the United States has already issued sanctions on six ICC judges, three ICC prosecutors, and a number of civil society organizations, all simply for performing their legal functions. So the US is already in a very hostile posture to the International Criminal Court. And this latest announcement suggests that there will be an intensification of that hostility.
Does the UN, though, conversely, have any responsibility to attempt to enforce the warrants of the ICC?
So member states of the International Criminal Court, which number 125 states globally, do have an obligation to execute ICC arrest warrants. And that includes arrest warrants for sitting heads of state or head of government, such as Benjamin Netanyahu. So there is that obligation. And that is, I think, fairly clearly a reason why Netanyahu will choose very carefully the states to which he travels. during the period where this arrest warrant is in effect. And the arrest warrant, in principle, can be in effect in perpetuity. There is no statute of limitations for war crimes or crimes against humanity.
How unusual is it for a city mayor to be exploring these issues at all?
Well, I think it's unusual in the sense that these are issues of interstate or intergovernment relations, relations between governments on the international plane. But of course, when the issue in question is whether a person who is wanted for war crimes or crimes against humanity is going to be visiting one's jurisdiction, whether one is a local government official or a national government official, that is an issue that I think appropriately generates comment and scrutiny, even if, as is I think the correct determination here, the municipal government doesn't have the authority to execute an arrest warrant or effectuate an arrest.
Tom, thank you very much. Good to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much for having me.